Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a change in your life, to take you off the Broadway, put you on the straight and narrow way. It's a straight and narrow way up in heaven. Praise God. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. We have some beautiful services in them jails and prisons before the coronavirus closed them in 2020. Amen. July of 2022, we're trying to come out of the coronavirus, as you know. So we're waiting for the green light to go back into the jails and prisons, doing what the Lord called us to do. Praise God. We had this powerful message this month. We're talking about the life of a Christian. Praise God. We're going to continue on today. So we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast. Those just incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the word of God. Yes, the blood of Jesus is strong. It's powerful. You hear me? It's powerful. Praise God. Yes, it is. Amen. It's not like we wash clothes. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's not like we wash clothes. Yes. People wash clothes. Amen. You make them clean with your Tide washing powders, with your Gain detergent, your Clorox bleach. Be have them nice and clean. But after you wear them, you got to wash them again. Because you get dirty again. But Jesus' blood is stronger than that. Amen. Jesus' blood will wash you and make you clean. Amen. And once he washes you and make you clean, you will remain clean. Yes, sir. Because, amen, Jesus' blood will keep you clean. Amen. The blood, amen, keeps you wet. Glory to God. So Satan can't put no sin in your heart to contaminate you. So one time Jesus was crucified for our sins. You ain't got to keep on crucifying Jesus over and over again. No. Amen. Like a broken record. Amen. You ain't got to do all that. But Jesus went to the cross one time. He gave his life one time. So it's one time the Lord will breathe in your soul, sanctify you, make you a child of God. That's the blood. Praise God. Once that blood get in there and get your sin out of it by the root, the devil get out, and Jesus comes in there, and you become a child of God, a saint of God, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Praise God. Amen. We sing the song, Missionary Velvet, new bone again.
Amen.
Regenerated, new bone again.
That's right, amen.
Praise God. I'm telling you, Jesus will change your life and make your life brand new. Write your name on heaven's roll. Amen. How in the world are you going to have your name be written in blood up there if you don't skip over top of the blood, bypass the blood? Act like the blood is not important. Huh? The blood of Jesus is the one that writes your name up there in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. But praise God. And then the Holy Ghost will come. Amen. If your name is written on the Lamb's Book of Life. Because you're a candidate to receive the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'm telling you, praise God. So people need to understand and know that. So it's more to being saved than just being baptized in water and shaking a preacher's hand and joining a church. Amen. You got to go through the blood and let the blood, amen, do his part. Amen. Breathe in your soul and make you clean. Praise God. I'm telling you, praise the Lord. Let's go back to 1 John, the 5th chapter, Missionary Velvet. Praise God. Amen. Start reading, amen, at verse number, amen, 7. What did it say?
For there are three that bear records in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one.
Let you know that There's three that bear record in heaven. The Father, which sits on the throne. The Word, which is Jesus Christ, that sits on his right hand. Then you got the Spirit, which is the Holy Ghost. And they all agree on the same thing. They all agree on the same thing. Now, you got to have all of that to get to heaven. The reason why some people can't get in there because they don't know the Father. They don't know God. You, amen. In order to know God, you got to get rid of sin. God don't know nobody that got sin in their life. Amen. Sin got to go in order for God to know you. Praise the Lord. Amen. And people need to understand, know that. The devil will have people in sin and pretending they have God. You know good and well, amen, you can't mix the Holy Ghost up in no sin. You can't do that. Praise God. So there's three that bear record in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And they agree on the same thing. They agree in one. What is that,
Mr. There are three that bear witness in earth.
There are three that bear witness in earth.
The Spirit.
The Spirit.
And the water.
The water.
And the blood.
And the blood.
And these three are one. Agree in one.
They all agree in one. They all agree in one. Let you know that, praise God, when you get Christ in your soul and get washed in the blood, the Father up in heaven going to know you because you're clean. God loves holiness. He loves cleanness. We got to be washed in the blood. Praise God. Amen. Not just baptized in water, but washed in the blood too. Jesus' name is in the blood. And people need to understand, know that. Now, the reason why John at his baptism couldn't preach the blood was because the blood was still sealed up in Jesus. So he couldn't preach it. But I can preach it because Jesus done shed his blood now. On Calvary. Therefore, I can preach it. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Jesus' name is in the blood. Praise the Lord. Get washed in the blood of the Lamb. Praise God. Let Jesus wash you in the blood and make you clean. Praise God. What is that, Missionary Bell?
If we receive the witness of men, the witnesses of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he has testified of his Son.
Let you know. We receive the witness of men. People can say you're a good person. They can say you're a Christian. But what God said, go further than man. You heard me? We need to please the Lord. Be that God will speak well of you. So many people are getting praises of men. Man don't have no heaven to put nobody in. Man ain't got no hell to send nobody to. But God is the one that will speak of you. Go, but the Lord says greater than men. I'm telling you, we need to live a life so that God will testify of you. That you know Jesus as being the Son of God. His Son as being your Savior. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. We got to have Jesus to make it into the kingdom. Amen. Make it into heaven.
Amen.
What is that, Missionary Velvet?
He that believes on the Son of God has the witness in him, in himself. He that believeth not the God has made him a liar, because he believed not the record that God gave his of his Son.
Let you know that, amen, he that believeth on the Son of God had the witness in himself. You got to believe on the Son of God, Jesus. Amen. I'll tell you, I don't get in arguments with these people who want to argue over the God here. I don't get in arguments with them, because the Lord specifically told me. Yeah, he said, I get them straight when he get in here. He going to straighten out every one of them people that want to argue about the Godhead. He going to straighten them out when he get to heaven. So ain't no need to waste time on radio, waste time arguing with them people. Glory to God, amen. God said he'll get you straight. Glory to God. I'm telling you, praise our God. I'm going to preach this word like it's written in this Bible. Glory to God, amen. I'm telling you, you got to believe on the Son of God. You hear me? Believe on the Son of God. Believe on Jesus. Glory to God. To get to the Almighty. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm telling you, praise our God. You believe on Jesus, he'll get you there. Praise the Lord. Because Jesus said, St. John 14 and 6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No man come to the Father but by me. That's what he said. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I'm a Jesus man. Yes, I am. I'm a Jesus man. Praise God with God. Where is that, Bishop Velvet?
And this is the record that God has given us eternal life. And this is the life is Son.
Let you know, this is a record. God has given us eternal life. We're going to live forever. I want to bypass that funeral home out there. You heard me? Glory to God. Amen. I'm going to bypass that. I'm going to be like Elijah. Glory to God. Man. I'm going up in a whirlwind. Hanamahanda, Hinamahaya, Hanamashanda, Hinamasikanda, Hinamahaya. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Cause I got eternal life in my soul. Hanamahanda, Hinamahaya, Hanamasikanda, Hinamahanda, Hanamasikaya. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm telling you, praise God. You got the witness of eternal life in your soul. Praise our God. It's time to get eternal life in your soul. Praise our God. Hallelujah. Praise our God. Glory to God. Praise our God. I'm telling you, what that Bible said, Missionary Velvet?
He that has the Son has life.
He that has the Son got life.
He that has not the Son of God has not life.
For a child of God, I'm telling you the truth. Amen. Glory to God. You, amen, drop the body off. Amen. The body go back to the earth and you going up to heaven and live with Jesus until the day of judgment. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm telling you, that's eternal life. Glory to God. Amen. We're going to pick it up on another broadcast. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful word. Lord, look on people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And they're speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick. That's sick in their bodies. Lord, go into the jails and prison. Touch these prisoners. Let them know you love them, Lord. Deliver them, set them free. Cast the devil out of them in the name of Jesus. Lord, deliver, set the people free out there in the free world. Lord, let them know that you come to give them victory over sin. Lord, do these things. We'll give your name the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen, amen. Just lift your hands up. Say thank you, Jesus. Praise God for being delivered. Heal the sick in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Be healed by the power of God. Then while you're praising God, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise Him, praise Him. The song said right now, let the Savior bless your soul right now. Don't put out the day for tomorrow. What you can do today, let Jesus bless you today because Jesus loves you. This I know because the Bible tells me so. And He loved you. And I said He wants you to have a wonderful life in Him. Though behind prison bars, remember that Ella Holmes and I love you. But Jesus loves you even more. And He has a plan for you to prosper and have hope. Your hope is in Jesus Christ. Those in the free world, thank you for your prayer and support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us and we pray for you. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, He is able to perform. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Velvet and myself. As soon as we get green light, going back into jails and prison, doing what the Lord called us to do. Spanish-speaking areas write us for Spanish material. Jesus loves the Spanish-speaking people. I'll tell you, till next broadcast, it's Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful friend, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. This train.